Welcome to this guided meditation on sincere intention. Please make sure you are in a comfortable position for going within. Ideally, you will be sitting upright with your back and neck aligned to help keep you alert and focused. Now let's take a moment to breathe deeply and ground ourselves. If you are sitting in a chair with your feet on the floor, imagine your feet solidly connected to the earth. Otherwise, imagine some other part of you connected. Now, as we breathe in, we put all our attention on our breath. And as we breathe out, we focus on relaxing and letting go of any tension in our body. Let's take a few long breaths like this. Remember, as we breathe out, we're letting go of any tension, just relaxing. This guided meditation is based on the work of Thomas Troard, specifically his Edinburgh lectures. Our intention in this meditation is to reach that point of understanding where we know that spirit, or universal mind, is our ever-present friend, providing us with all good, guarding us from all danger, and guiding us with all counsel. As we proceed with the meditation, we will do our best to keep our awareness in our body as well as listening to these words. We will continue to breathe in as relaxed a manner as possible and imagine ourselves letting go to the truth as we go on. In our study of Troard and New Thought, we learn to distinguish between spirit and matter. We understand that spirit is the life principle, pure intelligence that is not differentiated into individuality. It is the animating force of our world. Spirit exists outside of the realm of time and space, and so we know that the totality of spirit is present in every moment, in every place. All of the intelligence that creates the universe is right here, right now, in us. It can't be any other way. On the other hand, our bodies exist in the realm of time and space, which is also the realm of the objective mind, our conscious mind, the part of us that thinks, remembers, and imagines. Sometimes we forget that there is more to us than our conscious mind, but now we remember that beyond our conscious awareness is our subjective mind. This is our own individual expression of the universal mind, and exists outside the realm of time and space just as the universal mind does. And we know that this is where our true selves exist, in the universal here and now, expressing all of the qualities of spirit. We know that the universal mind is receptive. It acts on whatever we impress on it with our objective mind through our thoughts. Knowing this relationship between our objective mind, subjective mind, and universal mind, we see how powerful we really are, that the full creative power of the universal mind is available to us through our own subjective mind. And so we understand that our lives, or the conditions around us, are the results of causes that originate in our mind. The law of cause and effect is immutable. We see that if we are not happy with the conditions of our lives, then it is likely that we are not placing an image of what we want into the subjective mind. We may be thinking of what we don't want, responding to the conditions. We now put our minds on first cause. We elevate our consciousness to the realm of the absolute, where, by focusing on what we want with the power of our thought, A spiritual prototype is created in spirit. We know then that what we want is already created in spirit, already exists. We use our will to focus on the truth of that and to take our mind off any doubts or images that oppose what we want. This is what we use our will for, to keep our mind focused only on what we want to create. We hold the faith that when we do this, it is already done in spirit and will manifest in our lives as long as we don't disperse it with doubts and fears. We don't use our willpower to make it happen. This will not be effective in the long run and will drain our energy. We surrender to the faith and knowledge of the truth that our vision is already created in spirit. We know that sometimes our manifestations may not happen immediately because we are undoing our deep-seated beliefs. But we are aware that everything happens in perfect order and in perfect timing. As we identify more and more with spirit and see the absolute truth of ourselves, through the principle of reciprocity, more and more of the intelligence of spirit is available to us. We are becoming more conscious of the intimate companionship between our individual minds and the mind of spirit. We now know that spirit is completely free of judgment, that no matter what we have done in our lives, spirit is always waiting to respond to our requests. There is no punishment, only cause and effect. It is never too late to change our lives completely. We hold a sincere intention which will inevitably lead us to freedom from our past habits and beliefs. We picture in our mind a universal mind that is the ideal of all we could wish it to be, both for ourselves and others. And we endeavor to reproduce this ideal in our own lives in every way we can. In accordance with the law, we find that spirit is becoming more and more personal to us, and its intelligence makes itself more perceptible within us as a power for perceiving truth. And so we close this meditation with the deep knowing in our minds and hearts that we are an expression of this wonderful spirit, and that all of the power, love, and creativity of spirit is available to us in every moment, in every place, from now on.